You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend, in spite of all the outright silliness and complete tomfoolery that this current society is pushing forward. I must say, it is always wonderful to just unplug, take some time for yourself, go into nature, and recharge. Man, I tell you, this last weekend was perfect. It truly was. Now, before I got out of cell phone range during the drive out to where we were going, I got a text message from the gun store saying that my rifle had arrived and it was ready for pickup. Oh, happy, happy, happy days. So, once we got to our destination, I was talking with my oldest son about it, and the meat sack was like, oh, is that real? I'm like, yeah, it's a real gun, so I'm going to be going to the range, and I'm going to be getting my skills back. Now, ironically, she was on her best behavior the entire trip. Now, one would question, however, my daddy always told me, sometimes never look a gift horse in the mouth. So, of course, I just observed, didn't say a lot, but I just observed. But hey, no stress, no strife, no drama, no nothing. It was utterly and totally peaceful the entire time. Little bit of camping, little bit of fishing, little bit of hiking. It was wonderful. It was a great way to just utterly and totally recharge my soul. Now, of course, my son was asking me, you know, can I take him to the range? And I said, sure. And he was telling me, you know, I'm interested in getting something, maybe a long rifle and maybe a shotgun. What would I recommend? So I said, well, okay. I'm actually going to put a down payment on my second gun, which I did when I picked up my first gun. But that second gun was the Mossberg Maverick M88 shotgun. Hey, it's built as the working man's shotgun. Now, of course, the model that I'm going to get is going to be the one with the 20-inch barrel. So, of course, 7-1 in the chamber. Great gun. For its price, hey, you just can't beat it. Nothing like a pump-action shotgun for less than 300 bones. Hey, it's going to do its job. Oh, man, I tell you, speaking of people not doing their job, I truly feel bad for anybody who is red-pilled or who is awake in New York. I tell you, you have definitely been served a nice, big, fat, heaping bowl of tyranny. Oh, yeah, Governor Holcomb, she has shown you who she truly, truly is. With one simple question in her response. That question being, does she have the data to prove whether or not people who are committing gun crime are actually law-abiding CCW holders? Her response Man, I tell you, when I heard and I saw it, it sent a small chill up my spine. She said, I don't need data. Really? So when it's something that goes against your agenda, oh, the data doesn't matter. However, if it was something that would have helped her agenda, oh, she would have had data points for days. Well, I know that brother, I am retired. It's out of New York. Man, I hope you are planning your exodus. I hope any red pill man who saw that is planning their exodus. Gentlemen, that is outright tyranny in your face. Get the hell out of that state if you can, by any means necessary. You got to know when it's time to go. And speaking of getting the hell out of states, did you guys see that utter and total cringe fest that Gruesome Newsom put out in Florida? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you exactly what I saw. I saw the Democrats' trademark tactic, using women and minorities to push their agenda. Oh my God. The racism in that advertisement was so blatant. You have to be Ray Charles to miss it. I'm telling you, it was so blatant, but yet people have been so brainwashed, they didn't see it. Oh my God, I tell you. But like I said, it is a common tactic of the left to use women and minorities to push the agenda. But I must say this. Why in the world would anybody who left Cuckafornia come back? That ad right there is utter and total desperation. Yeah. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, enough people have left this hellhole of a state to where it's finally starting to take effect. And yeah, the fact that this state is the most expensive state to live in, the highest taxes are being paid, highest gas prices, highest costs of housing. Then you add the fact that in order to just get a gun to protect yourself when crime is skyrocketing, oh man, that right there is off the charts. Then you add to the fact that every person within the state of Cuckafornia who was a valid, law-abiding CCW holder was outed by BATA. Yeah, there are far too many downsides to living in this state. But yet, Gruesome Newsom had the audacity to say that freedom is under attack? Huh? Whatever. What the hell ever. Once again, gentlemen, utter and total just tomfoolery and silliness around. But let's not stray from the main point. Gentlemen, take the time, unplug, get away, rest up, because believe you me, things are about to get a whole lot more interesting, especially in the next couple of months. So do what you can, prepare, tool up, buy what you need, and get ready. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Pretty much, yeah, that's it for me. Just keeping my head on the swivel. I've recharged, ready to go. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.